This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden told Russia's Vladimir Putin that invading Ukraine would cause widespread human suffering and that the West was committed to diplomacy to end the crisis, but equally prepared for other scenarios. Biden also told Putin the United States and its allies would respond decisively and impose swift and severe cost if, in fact, there was an invasion of the if there was an attack on their neighbor. There was no suggestion that the hour-long call diminished the threat of an imminent war in Europe. The two presidents spoke a day after Biden's national security advisor warned that U.S. intelligence shows that a Russian invasion could begin within days and before the Winter Olympics in Beijing ends on February 20th. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his Japanese and South Korean counterparts were meeting Saturday in Hawaii to discuss the threat posed by nuclear-armed North Korea after Pyongyang began the year with a series of missile tests. Defense chiefs from the three countries last week said North Korea's recent missile tests were destabilizing the regional security. Now, some experts say that North Korea is using the weapons test to put pressure on President Joe Biden's administration to resume long-stalled nuclear negotiations as the pandemic puts further strain on an economy already battered by decades of mismanagement and crippling U.S.-led sanctions. Biden's administration has offered North Korea open-ended talks, but has shown no willingness to ease the sanctions with